Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Miss Shane Holes is here in a place of tight bun. A tight bun, a fresh face, a tie-dye shirt, and she's ready to go, coming fresh from Montana.
You went full Beth Dutton.
I peeked through the window when I came in and I saw Laura on the couch and I went, oh, she's wearing a bun.
It had to be done. My re-entry into just like this Monday has been rough. Even though I got back last night at like a decent time.
With Tonya?
Yeah, I got back from the airport. I had to go pick up Tony from the dog boarding place.
Was he happy to see you?
He was, but he did not like being there.
No.
They had a camera that you can click onto, like if you download the app on your phone and like watch. And I kept an eye on him the whole weekend. And I was like, Tonya is not down with this place. He was staring out the window. And then at one point, like towards the end of the weekend, he was just laying on like a little pallet in the corner. And I was like, he hates this place.
Was he thinking of you?
I think he was just thinking like, what the fuck is going on?
Was he staying away from the other dogs?
No, but he wasn't like frolicking with them. I think he was stressed out and like weirded out because he likes dogs, but he really likes to be around people and like be in the bed or be on the couch with them.
I think Mango would be like that too.
And he was just like, what? And then I picked him up and he was congested yesterday, like breathing kind of weirdly. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the fuck? I called them when we got home.
Kennel cough.
I was just like, hey, I noticed that Tony's like congested and his breathing is kind of raspy. And I've just wondered if you guys picked up on that. And if so, what time? And,
yeah.
if there are any other dogs that are exhibiting those kinds of symptoms and if you've like clocked that at all. And they were like, no, that's so crazy. Like, he's been fine. Like, we do a medical check every day. And he was like, totally fine. And I was like, you're a bunch of dirty liars. I'll never take him back here again.
Well, there's that virus going around the Midwest right now that's killing dogs.
What is it?
It's this weird new, like, parvovirus or something. And it's killing dozens of dogs. And I think they're only...
I hear a lot of horror stories about, like, a dog breathing kind of weirdly, and then you're like, I'll, like, give it till tomorrow to see if it gets better, and then they just, like, die overnight.
No, I know. I mean, I think it's only affecting, well, I mean, how old is he? Three?
Yeah, he's three.
Okay.
It's like puppies and elderly, right?
Yeah. But and, still, like, obese it's dogs. Like, it, the minute I read that, I looked at Mango, and I was like, no, you're not allowed to go outside again.
And his congestion is better today, so I feel like
he probably had a little kennel cough.
No, he's vaccinated against that. I feel like it's just like being in a place that reeks of piss would make anyone get a little congested.
It's like being in a dorm. A freshman dorm is like
a
breeding ground.
I am not a fan.
No, the ideal situation is like you get lodging from at a home, like someone's house who like has one other dog and they're like well-versed in dog care.
I didn't plan his like boarding scenario as well. So I was really, this was my only option, but I was just like, this taught me a lesson. I was like, I will
plan
far in advance for my son.
People are just lying left and right.
People are full of shit.
People are full of shit.
And I've got their goddamn number.
No, I'm like, I'm in a place of like, I know you're lying.
I've
been like in a place of like just being in public and like experiencing things, seeing people, seeing interactions, just being like, they are full of shit.
Liars.
Experiencing liars all around me.
There are liars everywhere.
They are.
And like, I have got my finger on the liar's pulse.
But the best thing
to do, not pull a fast one on me.
The best thing to do though is not confront them immediately and just sort of be like,
you just have to take stock.
I know.
You have to take stock and file it away.
File it away. Put it in your little like chip.
Mm-hmm.
Put it into the back of your head, and then at the right opportune time, seek revenge.
Yeah, pull it out of your back pocket and lay the card on the table, and you will get the revenge you seek.
Last night I said this to Mango because Simon took Mango out before bed to go to the bathroom, and there's this husky in our building that is so mean to Mango and is like a bad dog, and Mango just senses it, and he goes. Like, he just does not like this husky.
He's not fucking down.
And we got back up, and Simon said, like, you were defending us against that husky. And then I said, you were seeking slow burner revenge. That's what we do in this house. Mm-hmm. I said that. And Simon said, that's right, Mango. And Mango, I swear to God,
he knows.
He was like, mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm like, something's up right now. People are wilding out. People are going crazy on social media.
New moon that, like... It made me crazy.
Yeah.
I was on a ranch, and that's what one does when...
Under the harvest moon.
Under the fucking new moon. This new moon was like a wild one.
Sounds like you were at like a heterosexual bacchanalia.
Do you understand? You exactly hit the nail on the head. And I am just not around like a lot of heteros, like groups of heteros, and I certainly haven't gone to many weddings. This is maybe my fourth wedding I've attended as an adult. Yeah, I'm just not.
Yeah.
I have. You might think that I have a lot of friends, but I don't really have a lot of friends, and I certainly don't have a lot of friends that are like getting married.
Right,
just like a few close.
I mean, who has friends?
Literally not me. So I'm around like. Just like raw heterosexuality in a way that I've never seen.
Shame.
And do you understand that it also is extremely Midsommar vibes?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because Midsommar is hetero.
Well, yeah, they're like,
but that's
they're all
like
about like
what,
breeding.
That's like what they do when they're together is Midsommar.
Yeah,
like
because...
I could see it in their like crazed sense of heterosexuality in everyone's eyes. And I was like, wow, this is like this is a vibe.
It's Saturnalia.
Because I'm used to just like being in queer spaces or being with a bunch of gays and seeing like.
And they're always, you know,
they always have a look in their eye.
Well, no, but I think it's just.
You're more in touch. That's like the day to day. Heteros need like an occasion to bonkers.
I think they. In general are more closed off and less in touch. I think queers are like have one foot in the other side. You know what I mean?
They
and
are
I think
connected.
Heteros are not. Most heteros are not connect. Some are, cool ones are, but most are not.
I tried to spread the word of Load Timber to the community.
And it didn't go well.
They're the ones that need to hear it the most. And I think I alienated some people.
From you?
Or was just really trying to like explain loads, and especially to like women in attendance.
Were they like...
They were just... They,
did they like not talk to you?
No, they're. It's just like I could tell I was shocking them. I could tell my Load Timber... And my, I shared my Load Timber goal. Of, I mean, it shocks me. I know, but people are really shocked by Load Timber.
But here's the thing. And someone, I think you approach it from a place of like true wonder. And I think there's...
I have respect for my cum dumpsters
and,
out there.
And not, and this is not condescending at all. I say this like with love, but like there's an innocence at the way you approach it because you're like sort of discovering it. Even though you're like, you have lots of experience with life, I think you're experiencing it.
I've had
sort
some
of
loads.
No, but I'm saying I think you, it's more of like I'm less, but even I'm though also, I clutch my pearls a little, I'm less sensitized to it because it's just my reality.
But you know what, there is an innocence about it, but there's also wiseness because I'm well aware of the risks of Load Timber. Like I'm well versed in like,
well, clearly as a woman.
Well, yeah, but as anyone, like,
yeah,
as anyone, unless you're like really on prep.
Well, like, you gotta go on prep.
I know, maybe. But anyways, so I was trying to spread the Load Timber word. Yeah. People were loving it, but maybe they're shocked. But I encourage them to really, I mean, the clock's ticking, babe. Load Timber is a mere like 3 days away. So you really got to start thinking about it.
I got mango every day from Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. And I saw on the label last night, it said expired 9/1. I had this such a visceral reaction where I was like, holy shit, one, it's September. And then a part of me went, Load Timber is approaching.
Load Timber.
It's like winter is coming.
Yeah.
Load Timber is coming.
And then what was shocking to me that I still haven't gotten over is I was regaling people with lots of stories at the end of the night.
Did Jack, who I know, was he
Jack
loving?
Loves Load Timber.
Is he? He gets it.
He fully gets it.
Hell yeah.
If you're gay, you really understand. Yeah. And I would say that most female listeners of this pod,
they get it too.
They fully understand. It's straight people that are just really like not exposed to gay culture on a day-to-day basis. But then I was like trying to tell the story of like my Katy Perry trip to Vegas and how Beyonce like brought life back into my body with Summer Renaissance because the DJ at like the post wedding rave that was happening was playing the original like I feel love. And I was like, oh my God, this fucking song is incredible.
Summer.
And then I got taken to a place of Beyonce and I was trying to have like a moment with everyone because truly in my history, in my life, sexy motherfucker really revives everyone and we can all rally around that common cause. Do you know that no one that I was around in this moment had even listened to the new Beyonce album? Do you understand how shocking that was?
I'm appalled by it, but I'm not surprised because it is such a queer infused album that like it makes sense that heteros would be like, I'm not accessing this. Not even from like, I don't like it. Just like, they just
it. It's no,
they do not
it was,
see.
They literally was like, oh, her new album. I was like,
they don't
where?
See. I swear to God, like, I have this experience sometimes.
We're
like,
saying this also with love. This is not like an indictment.
I love the heteros in my life. I love.
You know what? We wouldn't be here if it weren't for heterosexuals.
No, I have respect. I have a healthy respect.
We wouldn't be here. Heteros have been taking loads since the dawn of time.
They're true.
The original load takers that really know how to turn those loads into a loaf of baby.
I think I have a healthy love and suspicion, which is like all I need.
I don't trust anyone that can that takes a load that literally comes from loads and takes loads as like a fucking profession that is not understanding of Load Timber and has not listened to Summer Renaissance.
But it is like it is. They just simply do not see that. Like I have experiences like I remember me and you were at some horrific rooftop bar in Hollywood last year and we were walking through it on a Friday night and it was full of just straight men who weren't even like, some of them, I was taller than most of them.
Yeah.
They simply did not see me. They simply kept, you know what I mean? Like they taught, like I think.
Well, I think they're in a place probably of fellas, is it gay to look another man?
No. It wasn't even fellas the place. It was not out of like hate or prejudice. It was simply, I was like, wow, they don't even register me. Like, I had, you know what I mean? Like, it was,
I
like,
I want to get to the bottom of
this. I was like, it's like a, and nor you. They were just like, they were just in their own worlds, and they have no peripheral vision. And it's truly like, wow. It's like, what's the kind of animal that only, they can't see out of the sides or whatever? There's some type of animal. Anyway.
Like a horse with blinders on?
Yeah, it's just fascinating to me. And I think
horses are gay, though, so they're not even like horses are like a queer creature.
Equine.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that is wild to me.
I'm still shook. And I'm truly like, I just don't understand how these, not one person, I was like, not one of you have listened.
Not even, I'm that girl.
You would think.
Deadass.
Sexy motherfucker.
No. People are just...
They're not. I was like, what is life like for you? I came away being like, I was grateful for my life. And I was like, I've got shit going on. And I've been a little depressed because August really gets me.
August, but I was like a bottle of
this
wine.
Was my fucking summer renaissance where I was like, actually, things are good. Like, low timbers on the horizon. I've listened to the Beyonce album like 95 times.
Yeah.
And like, things are going to work out.
Things are going to be okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Underwear drawers are like the wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
This weekend was a
wait,
wild...
what was going on?
Well, there's
while I was in the Wild West.
You were off the grid. You were at the grid. Just a few things. I have it on the docket.
Ooh, let's pull that up. We loaded up this
docket. I gave this docket a hearty load.
You gave it your all.
Of celeb goss.
Oh my god, there's also a lot, like, in the Bravo realm.
Oh, right. Okay, so Lisa's dog...
Oh,
Lisa's,
no.
Speaking of horse, Lisa's infamous horse Rosé passed this weekend.
The mini horse or the big horse that she like sang a love song with and laid on the ground with
horse.
the boner.
I
fucked it to death.
Rosé passed away.
Sorry.
This is also at 6:56 a.m.
Oh my god.
Rosé passed
so
away
sad.
Unexpectedly last night. A frantic dash to hospital after she collapsed. So she was in a place of hospital. Diamonds, who I think is another horse, is that the mini horse?
Are they both mini horses?
It's crying for her. Us too.
This is a lot for me to process after having like a long trail ride and
you
like,
on the horse.
Really
the
connecting.
Beyonce cover.
Really, I went full Renaissance.
But what's so crazy about this tweet is that she also tweeted, I think she meant to attach a photo, but she went, here's her taking a bath, and there was just nothing.
I'm shook by this and truly RIP.
Some follower tweeted at her, like, I hope Diamonds is like reflecting on good memories she had with Rosé, and then Lisa tweeted at her, she's not.
Honest queen.
She is.
She's not.
No.
Because animals don't have memories. Fucking idiot.
You fucking fool.
What else happened?
Oh, the Duchess of Sussex
has the biggest podcast in the world.
Yeah, apparently.
Congrats to the team.
Does she really?
Yeah, I think her podcast outperformed Rogan last week on its premiere.
Anything to dethrone him.
Yeah.
The Cut did this pretty amazing profile of her.
Really?
Allison B. Davis, the writer, went to Montecito and like hung out with her and Harry for the day.
Cool.
And she took this pretty chic photo shoot where she looked amazing. And she was really candid, but also like super, like fully leaning into like being a woo-woo beyond A-list celeb.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the profile, she literally handed her a harvest basket.
Yeah.
And was like,
chicken,
here, take
eggs.
This. Just like a bounty, a cornucopia. And said,
that's what
take
you do
this.
If you're in the richest.
Billionaire.
Yeah, you're a rich bitch that lives in Montecito with like a beautiful family. You're a princess. But you said, I don't think this is for me. And then you decided to just go be the most famous person in America. Like, I would expect nothing less.
She and Harry share a desk, which is a little codependent.
That is my worst nightmare.
It's a little weird.
Why are you doing that?
They call each other my love.
I love that. I know the gay couple that does that too.
Really?
Yeah.
She asked her something like...
I feel like Dorit and PK do that.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
She asked her something... They kind of have Dorit... She kind of has Dorit energy.
Yeah, she's a little bit delusional diva a la Dorit.
But she...
You
but
can't
like,
not be when you ascend to that level.
But she also said like... She had this pretty, like, blunt quote. It was something like, do you miss...
Low temper's
coming. She said, low temper's coming, Meghan Markle. But she said something like, why would I miss
low
a
temper.
Family that referred to... Or, like, she said... Oh, it was something about the tabloids. And she said, why would I forgive a business that referred to my child as the N-word? And, like, I was like, she's right.
Yeah.
I mean, she went through crazy shit with the tabloids.
All because Prince William decided to host his own Low Temper.
All because Prince William couldn't stop getting...
And fucking Prince Andrew.
Yeah, Prince Andrew, that was really the real the Epstein of it all. But I forgot that the first tabloid about Meghan when it was announced that they were dating was Straight Out of Compton. About Meghan, like, just
say that was the headline.
Yeah, Harry's new girl is Straight Out of Compton. That's what, like, I was like, holy,
she's not even from Compton.
No, but still, like, it's even insane. If she was, like, it's just insane.
I'm obsessed with, like, the editor who was like, that's the one. What we're gonna leave
and this
with.
Was in 2017.
No, I know, it's bonkers, but she did the right thing.
There was a minute where I was kind of like, she and Harry are sort of flopping a little. Like, I was sort of like, but now after reading this, I'm like,
no,
I'm obsessed.
Her plan is working.
I know.
The press and the PR is working.
I respect her. I'm obsessed with her being like, here, take this basket of fresh produce grown in our garden that our young prince and princess child playing with amongst the chickens. Yeah. Like, I'm just like, you know what? Do it. I fucking love it, and I lived for
that. I like the drama of a war between rich Montecito couple versus the royal family is drama that I can invest in.
Yeah.
And I'm ready for the takedown. I think we're slowly going to reveal, like, who said what about whomst.
Hopefully.
Oh, it's coming. And the royal family doesn't get load timber. They're getting taken down. I think they're getting slowly dismantled, and there's not much that can be done about it.
And I
love that.
I simply must stand Meghan.
We have no choice but to stand.
I stand my icon of the valley.
I say this knowing that I will at one point begin to resent her again.
Of course. Like,
but
every
then
celebrity.
I say this also, and I say that knowing that at one point I will stand her again, and it will be like a Real Housewives-esque relationship between me and Harry and Meghan.
Oh, the first quote of the whole interview, when the minute she got inside, she said, "I have a secret to tell you.
I love Housewives."
And she said, "I'm going back on Instagram." And I was like, "Ah! The TIG is coming back."
Imagine.
I love that. The
That's a very, like, you secret to tell someone. Is it going, like, when you got off Facebook? But, like, any sort of secret involving, like, your activity on social media is very, like.
But I loved it. Yeah. I was like, I just love her drama.
Okay, I'm excited to read this.
She's giving me.
She's a performer at the end of the day.
She's giving me
the razzle dazzle.
She's simply giving me icon. So. Here for Meghan.
Okay, I can't wait to read that.
Mm-hmm.
In wild
what?
Bravo news.
Oh my God.
Apparently at Sheena and Brock's wedding, I love Sheena's second wedding. I pray that she makes people pick up trash again at it, because that was an iconic move.
It was.
Okay, so at Sheena and Brock's wedding, Tom Schwartz made out heavily with Raquel.
AKA, they probably fucked.
Yeah, or it's just like heavy.
Actually, I don't know if you.
I don't know. Cause, like, honestly, I'm going to say this. It's hard to, like, successfully fuck at a wedding.
Also, I don't think it's easy for him to get hard.
Yeah. I mean, if you give that man booze, his fucking dick is just like a floppy fish.
But still.
But Raquel said, "I want that fish dick. So we're going to try something." And apparently, Katie saw them, confronted them, and screamed at them. And then on Instagram, it was, like, reported, or it was, like, reported around, like...
I didn't know that part.
It was, like, Raquel and Tom, like, hooked up or made out at the wedding. And then someone shared it on Instagram. Then some other rando commented and was, like, Katie wasn't even at the wedding this weekend. And it said they hooked up and Katie screamed at them when she found out. Then someone commented, was, like, Katie wasn't even at the wedding this weekend. Then Brock commented and he said, she was invited, then disinvited. Then she decided to rock up unannounced because she was coming on a girl's trip, in quotes. And then Katie commented and she said, "I'm simply loving all these untruths," with a popcorn emoji. And I was like, you messy bitches better work your pussies this season.
And this all needs to be filmed.
Yeah, this all needs to be filmed. I'm sure it is. And it better be fucking true. And I need to see it. And this is, like, directly, I'm speaking to the producers, story editors, everyone involved. If you don't work it the fuck out this season, probably nothing will happen because people will watch it, whatever. But, like,
I will
fucking know, and you're goddamn dead to me for that. You have one fucking shot to make a season 10 that's good and bring it back to what it used to be. And if you don't fucking do that, you're dead.
That's
like a spiritual threat. You will
put that in writing.
Look, I have chills right now because I know I'm channeling truth. you will experience so much fallout and destruction all around you if you don't work it the fuck out. And I'm saying this. I'm knowing this. This is a message I'm getting from the universe delivering to you right now. Make it happen.
I feel like I hope that that's all true. I also can see a world where Katie just wouldn't give a fuck. Because she's like, whatever.
Because she's like free now.
She's like, literally, you won't break my soul. But I can see her just being like, fine, go hook up with that flop.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting dick down.
Like, the joke's on you.
Rihanna follows me and I'm getting dick down.
But you know what?
What?
I think the fact, like, I think it's incredible that she decided to get divorced from Tom. Like, that's a power move. But the sad thing is, and I think it needs to be like a full blown, like, we are done forever. We don't talk again, because I do think he is a toxic presence in her life that no matter, even if they're friends, he's always going to make her feel really badly about herself. And he's going to do things that just reinforce that, even if they are friends and can technically fuck and kiss at whoever they want. Like, he's the kind of shitty person that would make out with Raquel. Even if he's so blackout, he doesn't remember it. It's just like, that's what you're going to get when you're fucking with Tom Schwartz in any capacity.
He's also like, just lest we forget, he's very mean.
He's a mean person.
He's mean and he's miserable. And he was so mean to Katie when he would be
he poured a beer on her head.
Yeah. So I have never been with
a man that poured a beer on me.
No, that's literally abusive. But it's also just, you can't trust a guy that feigns innocence like he does, and then also is capable of like pouring a beer on his fiance's
dome
skull. It's fucked up. So I wouldn't have put it past him that it was intentionally to hurt her.
I think what's worse is that it's never intentional, but it's his nature.
True.
Which is like,
I also want to hear what DJ James Kennedy has to say about it, baby.
I'm excited. He's the only reason to watch the show at this point.
He's the reason for the season.
He is Lotemba.
He's Lotemba, baby.
He's Lotemba doll.
Wow.
And other Bravo news, which this doesn't affect you at all since you don't watch it, but I pray that Q4, I pray once Lotemba comes around,
you're talking
you
about
will
Carl
watch
and Hubs.
Summer House. Yeah. Hub House and Carlito are engaged. Mm. And honestly, that was the kind of new moon news I needed to make me believe in love again. I mean, on the apps. I fired up Bumble, Pro, and Raya.
It gagged you.
And they fucking gagged me with the load timber.
I was a little gagged by it.
I'm
gagged. I don't even watch the show. I've only watched a few episodes and I was like, good for them.
I was true.
I like Carl.
Hats off to you.
Wasn't he honest about one time getting a blowy from some guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Ugh, love Hubs.
That's fucking king shit.
So I'm happy, and he's sober, right?
Yeah.
Good.
They literally look like very happy. I hope their relationship is like super sweet. I feel like it is, because they're both like, I'm just like all about it. And I was like, love is real and it exists. And these two are single-handedly making me believe in love again.
And really, in the next, I'll do a tight three and then we'll
do a tight three. We still have three to
I'm continuing to be horrified by the Beverly Hills saga going on. Like,
Aspen?
No. Lisa Rinna has been doubled down on how hurt. It's now becoming all of our children are being targeted, and like, they're making Garcelle's son's racist.
Oh, okay. So wait.
Attack
back
on
up,
him.
Back up, back up.
What?
So Garcelle's, from the beginning, like, lay the...
I mean, this is old news, but Garcelle's Jax, the 14-year-old,
who
I think is the
EJ
one who,
Global told to fuck off,
or she told him to. Yeah. He was getting swarmed on his own Instagram by like middle-aged straight women, I think.
Just sounds about right.
Swarming him with like the most, diabolically racist
over
things.
What?
I think it had something to do with like Garcelle and Diana and like their fallout. The Diana stands came
imagine
out.
At this imagine point in the game being
standing
a
Diana.
Diana,
hey,
stand.
Who called her as a flop?
Okay, I'm saying flop is different from what she's
okay.
Not a flop.
Okay,
but she is not a good adjective or not a good noun.
a good person.
Yeah.
Anyway, but like, they were swarming him. They were saying the most, I don't even want to, it was just ghastly shit to him. So then Garcelle started like posting about it. She was posting screenshots of some of the comments that were just horrific. And then Bravo had to come out and like disavow, which is like, okay, like, where were you?
Bravo had to disavow what these women were saying?
They had to disavow, like, we don't tolerate racist abuse of any kind, especially against minors. And then all the housewives...
Wait, but, like, why would you think that Bravo avows that?
Well...
Bravo's, like, just trying to protect their bottom line with
but
that.
But every cast member...
shut the fuck up and stay out of it.
But every cast member posted, like, a statement, like, a unified statement that they're, like, don't accept bullying... I don't think any of them actually used racism in their statements, which I'm like, maybe you should say that. But EJ, of course, in the comments, someone was like, wow, where could have Bravo been when they were targeting your son in law enforcement? And she went, exactly. And I'm like, you fucking...
When did they target him?
When like...
Like many seasons
when
ago?
When she felt like Eileen was coming for him for being a cop or something, which is like she was just being drunk and annoying. But like, I was like, way to make this about you, first of all. And now Rinna is like, where were they when they were attacking all of our children? And she's like, I was Lisa Rinna before I was on this show. Like, and I'll always be Lisa fucking Rinna.
Well, that's just technically true.
I know, but yeah.
I'm like, okay,
but
well, I don't
now
think
they're
anyone
all making
was
it. Now it's like they're all making it like, well, our children were. And it's like, okay, but this is not, it's not the same thing. Like, this, there's a difference. Yes, no child should be bullied, but like, there was a specific reason why he was being bullied.
Well, it got like politicized.
And I think Diana, and then she posted.
She's not saying sorry or anything.
No,
right?
she said, like, I stand, you know, against bullies. But, like, she, there's now some inference that she, like, bought trolls. Like, she bought, like, bots.
To go after Jax. Okay.
Which is, like, that's been happening. Like, now there were rumors about Kathy doing that, remember?
Go after who?
Rinna.
When did that happen?
So remember that guy like posted Rinna's number and they think like Kathy like paid him or something? There's all these like weird rumors. So this cast
Why
is like,
on earth?
Engaging in like cyber warfare.
I think that's what rich people are figuring out is like what you do now is like they took like, I think that that's what you do if you're really rich and you want to like fuck with someone is you engage in cyber warfare.
No, and like I can...
And you buy like bots. I'm like, I would rather buy bots to like swarm my page with positivity and be like, yes, queen, you're simply so stunning. Low temper diva. Like, but I would rather have like, if it turn it into a popularity contest of like, everyone is obsessed with me and no one gives a shit about you.
And this is strictly hypothetical, alleged, theoretical, but like, I could totally see a world where like Diana would do that.
Or like her social media person does.
She's like, she's capable.
Well, I think that is like, I mean, Johnny Depp and his whole law team did that. But like,
by the
also,
way, did you see him at the fucking VMAs?
Wait.
That was,
I didn't
that was
see
more,
it,
that
but
was,
I was harrowed. I was simply
I couldn't look at his face.
By the news. Because remember when we were talking about this, like when it was all going down and I was like, no one should employ him, like he's an embarrassment and like a bad guy, and like it's really on the name, it's really on whatever fucking corporation or company decides to like bring him back or like align with him. And then in my head I was like, who's it gonna be?
Viacom.
Fucking Viacom. They're the one. I thought it was gonna be Disney for sure, but no, Viacom said. And I love them being like, let's bring him out on MTV. That isn't that like, don't mostly teenagers are like 20 something?
Yeah.
Isn't that like Gen Z?
Like, and they were probably all like, who is this old guy?
They're like,
who's this mess?
Who's this old lady?
Who's this pirate?
Who's this old lady?
And he was like,
that's my old lady.
He was like, I needed the work. What can I say? I'm like, fuck you.
Oh,
you
please.
Slime. Anyway, but
go drink a bottle of red.
Yeah, stay over
smash
there.
Smash up your house on Sweetsa.
But. Anyway, that was, I'm just shook by, like, the ongoing, and it's all leading up, like, and thank God we didn't miss an episode.
I know, wow, we really did that.
Like, well, it was in the stars, honey.
Yeah, it was.
But speaking of stars, I'm Carrie.
I'm Larry.
And you're listening to
Sexy Unique
Podcast. Jersey Shore, bitch!
Whatever. Look their way.
Get loud, get down, do something crazy.
I'm so glad Shelly Took the Night is getting her rightful place in the sun, the song that's used as our Jersey Shore bitch theme song, because in college that was me and my friends, like,
every night
that was our song.
Yeah, I'd never heard it.
My friend Alex Colvin, who's a listener, she always had like these random good songs, and she would like slip them into like playlists, and that song just became one of our anthems. So I'm grateful that it's being represented.
Every time I walk in the club,
they're hating on me because they know I look good. My hair done right, and my dress real tight. All eyes on me. I took the night.
The only time I'd ever heard that song was when I deep creeped Snooki's YouTube channel when Jersey Shore first came out, and I located her, and she would film a lot of videos in her closet of just her like dancing to music, and that was one. And she was like,
"Hey, hey, 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 hey. I don't care what these people say.
I don't even look their way. Look their way. In a full like Ed Hardy hat and sunglasses in her closet. I was like, this is queen shit.
That song is literally, that's the only verse.
Yeah. It's a great song.
I took
song.
The night. So this, we're still in the midst of Snooki's assault on the boardwalk.
Truly.
Crazy.
Crazy. I'm glad that she wasn't like super horribly injured from it.
I didn't realize how bad her face was.
Well, like, because you hear those horror stories a lot about how people get in a bar fight and they punch someone and that person like hits the floor and dies unexpectedly.
Yeah. And then they go to prison.
She was punched off of a bar stool to the floor. She had a long way down, and like, she didn't lose any teeth. Thank fucking God for her. Like, she was very bruised, but it could have gone way worse. So shout out to the queen.
I love pre-assault, she goes, I mean, are you that freaking poor that you can't afford your own drinks? I'm like,
she goes, get your ugly ass out of our face, let us have our shots. Someone goes, this kid just hit her.
Yeah, and he also kept swinging. The guy, like, after they removed him, he was continuing to swing in the direction of Snooki. I'm
it's
like
crazy.
You fucking piece of shit. And
I'm glad his life was
me too.
Taken down after
absolutely
that.
Ron is ready to kill.
Ron is so deeply disturbed by this.
Yeah, he was the most affected out of all of them,
which was struck me as crazy. I'm like, given his history.
Yeah, but he was very triggered by it, and like, I mean, they were all kind of like Mike was trying to fuck some girl after her.
Love him.
But
Polly D goes, a guy's gonna punch a female in the face, that's crazy. True.
Yeah, it's true. Snooki, Sam, and JWoww take her into the bathroom and they clean her up. She's bleeding.
Her wails, like, post-face punch. How about a punch?
How about a little punch?
How about a punch? Her wails have been seared into my memory. I know them so well. Like, you could play me a second of that sound, and I'd be like, oh, that's Snooki after she got punched in the face.
The guys just kind of walk around. After he gets arrested by a cop, he gets taken away in the paddy wagon, and the guys just sort of, they're like, it was interesting to see this group of machismo. They're a hive mind in this moment, and they're trying to make sense of misogyny and like violence towards women,
mm-hmm.
and they can't really process their own emotions about it. So they're just walking down the boardwalk punching grates.
Yeah, trying to like find other men to fight.
Yeah, it was very like Brokeback, that scene where they're at the fireworks and he just like punches a guy because he can't.
It was also just very like high tea men, like mm-hmm. processing their anger. I love Snooki crying in the bathroom. She goes, please don't tell me I'm missing teeth. Please don't tell me I'm missing teeth. And I was like, been there. And
Sam is like,
don't.
No, girl, you're good. Vinny goes, this is like a regular girl, like my sister. And I'm like, men can only see women as sisters,
blood relatives, or
daughters, or mothers. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like my sister.
I'm obsessed with the situation shirt.
The Joker thing?
No, later. That's another iconic shirt. But this one is like, it's like it looks like a Hindu god or goddess that's all sparkly. It's like Ed Hardy, and it has like gold lettering, but it has this really sparkly like Hindu figure of some sort. And I was like,
have you seen Simon's shirt with Kali?
Yeah, and remember the shirts that you got, like the short sleeve ones? Like, I love that shirt.
Yeah.
Creeping on a girl, immediately just going, hey, so you want to go spend the night or whatever? I was like, king shit.
Snooki gives her statement to the police, and then JWoww walks her home, and Snooki's wearing a hoodie that makes her look like E.T. in the bike basket. And to see them walk home together, and Snooki's holding a giant soda, you just hear her going, I was like, oh my god, seeing JWoww, that's us.
That is us.
You're JWoww and I'm Snooki.
Snooki also in like a Juicy Couture velour hoodie that would be like a shrunken fit on everyone else is like a full blown like draped, it's like Rick Owens draped hoodie over her, little E.T.
Mike, we find out Ronnie's really, he was very disturbed by Mike's, because
Mike did not instigate.
No, but he was like, he was doing that thing, and this is like, I'm probably going to not articulate it, but like he was plying the guys with shots. It's like when a guy can tell a group of other guys are like making fun of the people he's with, they like try to like weirdly
be nicer, like include them,
win their approval.
And Mike's, it was like confrontation averse, I think.
Yeah. So he was like trying to sort of like be the hero.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that happen before.
No, I get that.
And it was like, it's kind of, I don't think Mike
it's
is to blame.
It's codependent.
No, it's very codependent. He's not to blame.
And also, I don't think he's a fighter, really. Like, I mean, I understand the instinct. My instinct, if someone
to
gets
diffuse.
Decked in the face, is like, and a brawl ensues, is to back away. Because I don't want to,
you don't want to get in there like
JWoww? I don't want to get in there like JWoww. I respect people that do.
I get in there.
Would you throw down? My instinct is always to back away.
I mean, I'm
afraid of getting like.
No, I guess if I'm, I would only fight if it's like truly necessary,
like life or death.
But I wouldn't. I would probably like back up. But like, I mean, I mentioned this once. Like, I remember one time a guy like tried to fight a girl I was friends with in college who took me to her sorority formal, and he like got in her face, and I had to like, I held him back and was like, what are you doing? He was some like blackout frat, and he goes, this is between me and her, man.
Jesus
Christ. And I was like, what are you gonna punch her? Like, no, what the fuck? And like, I'm not like one of those people that's like, what are you doing, man? But in that moment, I kind of had to be.
No, and
and he had like the devil in his eye.
Yeah.
It's scary, but I'm mostly gonna just back away because I don't wanna.
I'm gonna slowly edge out of the equation because I don't even wanna get caught up in like the fringes of a brawl.
But if like you were, I'd be like, she's like my sister. I'm gonna get there.
I mean, if someone called my girlfriend fat, I wouldn't like beat their ass, but I would give them a verbal lashing.
One time, this frat guy called me a faggot, and one of my girlfriends like went up to him and was like, you can't call him that. And like try. And I was like, oh God,
that's like her heart's in the right place, but it's not the way to do it.
No, I literally was like, don't do it. And I like ran out.
No, if someone fucks with me or my friends and like I am not a physical fighter, but I will just like, I will verbally dress them the fuck down and make them wish they were never born and kick them out of the Uber. You know what I mean?
Ron cuddles with Snooki in bed and he goes, we love you, you know that? And Snooki goes, no, I don't.
When she comes home, JWoww's like her bodyguard, and she doesn't want to talk to nobody. And then someone goes, Snooks doesn't want to talk to anybody, and she gets up and like starts crying in her bed. And then later Snooki goes, I know that they all love me and I love them.
I'm like, all it took was her being assaulted by
her right of
a man.
Ronnie's still like devastated by Mike. I think all of this leads back to his ego being hurt that Mike and Sam made out one time.
The next day, Ronnie's parents come, and his little brother, who's like 8, and his mom.
I was like, protect that boy at all costs. Like, do not expose him to this.
They're taking Sam out to lunch, and Sam's taking a while to like do her makeup and do her hair. Her mom is literally Sammy.
Yeah.
It's like, it's actually uncanny. Like, they look alike.
They act alike.
They have the same kind of like.
They like fuck with Ron in the same way.
Yeah, they're a little, and the mom is sort of like, well, when's she coming down? I mean, I'm hungry. And so he's like, just drink your cocktails and smoke your cigarettes.
He goes, she takes a long time. Women, you know what it is. I was like, and then he starts kind of talking to his mother in a disrespectful tone. And I was like, I hate this.
And she was like, don't you talk to me like that.
Yeah.
His parents are like 15 years older than him, I think.
I was also like,
his
violence is learned from somewhere. My detective lens goes straight to that family. And I just wonder like what the deal is.
Yeah, what was going on in that home? Sam goes, I really want his family to be like, wow, she's really pretty. I'm like,
I was like, girl, you're playing this all wrong. You cannot make the family wait like that.
No.
You just simply cannot.
No, you have to be.
You need to put your hair up in a high pony and like
get
just
out the door.
Get off your ass and go to lunch with the family.
Or wake up.
Or just be like, sorry, I'm going to miss you this time. But like when you come back, wake up, come down, say hi, meet them all, and then be like, I'm so sorry. Like I slept in so late, but
or
I'll
wake
meet
up
you
early.
Guys later.
Or wake up early and like spend.
I don't think they can do that. I'm trying to just meet them where they're at. I'm trying to really respect where they're at. But like the way she did it, I was like, that's the way to get especially a man's mom to hate you.
Snooki comes outside and they tell Ron's family about her assault. And her mom just goes, oh, hell no. I'm like.
She was more animated than that. She goes, oh, hell no.
No, she was.
She said, oh, hell no.
She was muted.
No, she was animated.
Oh, okay.
She goes, let's go back there. She was like, let's go beat their asses.
Okay. JWoww takes Snooki to go get fucked up. And I'm like, I hate to say this, but like, this is what I need. I crave is to see Snooki day drinking.
Yeah. Remember when she gets like a fucking fat like margarita with a beer upside down in it? That's the kind of shit that I like live for.
When they do family vacation, like later days, they go to Miami and they like spend 2 weeks in a house and like recreate the, and Ron and Snooki at one point, they say like it's creeping time and everyone goes to bed and they go out again at like 8 a.m. and they have not slept and they just go to a restaurant and they drink one of those
upside down flotas
and they just start like falling out of their chairs and like people are coming in to like have breakfast and they're like clearly on like something.
That was like,
I love it.
There was a period of my early 20s, like I'd say from like 20 to 22, that was like the funnest thing to me. Is like double fist, get with like a small group of friends somewhere out in public and get so fucked up that you're falling off the bar stools and like laughing and to the point that you like get cut off and asked to leave.
Oh, yeah.
That was like, there's something about doing that that feels very like it's both you bond with the people you're with and it's also like incredibly transgressive.
Yeah. I mean, when I mentioned Drinkers Tavern in Philly, I was thrown over there, I think, thrice.
This was my pissing myself era too, unsurprisingly.
But I've also been there where you like, you go back out. And it's and it's the morning. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, we're going to keep doing this. Like, we're going to keep.
When you get into that headspace and you've like partied until like your body can now just subsist on partying more and you no longer getting hungover. Like, that's vibe.
That's transhumanism, I think. Yeah. I think you actually become.
Your blood just runs on some oxygen and ethyl alcohol.
You don't, you are no longer human. Like, I remember one time my friends and I were walking around like the Williamsburg waterfront and my one friend was waving her little Sonos speaker hanging by a wire. And I had this moment of like, this is like a priest with the incense at mass. And I was like, in my head, like, we are no longer human.
Especially in youth, because when you do that after a certain age, you're just like a sad liability and like you make everyone uncomfortable. But when
if you're all in it together and you all make it, sorry to interrupt you, but if you all are like, we are doing this together, we're in on it, we're going to tape the clocks in this space.
And you're young.
And you're young, but like, as long as you have like at least two or three other people that you're going into this with.
Mm-hmm.
You feel good.
You're fucking golden.
You're golden. All you need is one other.
All you need is one.
But two is preferable because then you
sort of... The more the merrier. Not too many because then you're like SantaCon. So you just need like one other like person that's at your level or like three or four. And then you're fucking killing it.
You need... And then you go through the Stargate.
Mm-hmm. And ideally you're in like a... location such as a Miami or Jersey Shore, like a party friendly location. Ron's mom chaining cigs on the boardwalk.
I love.
Was me this weekend at the wedding.
So Snooki gets a call and it's like, we are informing you that a recent offender has been released on bail.
Her assailant
is released.
Bailed out. She's like, I don't know what he's gonna do next.
He's like, go home and stick his head in the earth.
He's gonna join the military and be like in the military for the rest of his life because it's the only thing left for him.
Mm-hmm.
JWoww, fucking supportive queen. She goes, you want to go tan?
Also, when they were driving, Sam driving, I had this moment where, like, I guess it must have been like a producer or a cameraman, but you just see a guy all the way in the back.
Oh, I didn't even see
and
that.
It really, it was like, you know, in that, there's that infamous urban legend about that movie, Three Men and a Baby, where it's like,
what? I don't know this.
There was this whole, like, it was like E-Bombs World era, but it was like, you can see a ghost of a little boy in this one scene where all, like, Steve Guttenberg, Ted Danson, and Tom Selleck are all together standing in the curtains. But it turns out it was a cutout of, like, a kid or something. But, like, that's the vibe I got in this moment of looking behind
you. Thought you were seeing a ghostly apparition. Okay, can I just say Polly is so motivated, and this is why he has a net worth of like 30 mil.
Yeah,
he's calling Carmine, the owner of Karma, and like getting himself a slot to DJ.
He's like, tell me, how do you do your thing? And he's like, I do it really well, man. He's like, all right, we'll see you at 10.
He goes, yo, this is Pauly D. I'm a DJ. I DJ six nights in Rhode Island. Like, I go to clubs. But he goes, what's your following like? And he was like, well, I do clubs that have about like 500 people. And he was like, oh, wow. Like, he networked and he got off his ass and worked. And I was like, I think let's all make a cold call or two this week.
So he went from like 500 to 500,000 at some like Ibiza festival.
Has had like residencies in Vegas. Yeah. I'm like, let's go to Vegas for one night and see DJ Pauly D do his thing.
Maybe.
You're not on board with that, but I feel like I could get you there.
All right, kid.
I go, this kid doesn't even want to go to Vegas and see like DJ Pauly D, one of the best DJs in the world, like do his thing. What's like, wrong with this kid?
This kid is being so weird.
This kid's being a fucking hater.
Mike decides to do a surf and turf night and he gets a bunch of lobsters. This is
daddy,
okay.
Daddy vibes.
No.
Daddy. Papa.
Situation makes dinners to hold it against people. He weaponizes meal. Like he makes amazing dinners, but he does it to hold over someone.
Yes and no.
I think yes.
Yes and no, because the rule of dinner always when you're in a group house situation is that the people that cook don't have to clean, and the people that didn't cook are the people that clean. That's like the unspoken understanding. Right. So I
get it, but I'm also like, you want to like...
He wants to butt heads with Sam and Ron because of he's hurt by Sam choosing Ron. Like, Sam and Ron getting together was the worst thing that could have happened to anyone in this whole thing. And I think it's more out of that. I think he does like being like feeling like he's the king of the house because he does cook the food. But at the same time, Sam's a bitch and she's not like,
and so
she's not like going with the flow. And Ron's a fucking bitch too. These kids are bitches.
I have to say, I think Mike is jealous that Snooki's getting so much attention.
Yeah.
He's like, damn her.
I love, he's like, Snooks, we're going to do surf and turf lobster. She goes, that alive? And he goes, yeah. And she goes, yo, that's disgusting. I'm a vet tech. She is a vet tech.
Can you imagine Snooki doing mouth-to-mouth resuscitation on a lobster?
Can you imagine Snooki, like, the joy of taking, like, your dog into the vet and then Snooks being the vet tech? That would be ideal. Snooki goes, I tried to eat, but I couldn't get it in my freaking mouth because I'm disabled.
Everyone's like, we love Snooki. Watching her eat is the saddest thing I've ever seen.
It's sad.
Mike is like clearly fuming because he wants all the attention. He's the middle child.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm. One of his brothers is gay and like went to jail too. Or like is a scammer. Mike was also on Say Yes to the Dress.
No.
His sister.
He was. Wow. There's truly nothing that Mike can do that will make me not have his back. And I don't want it to cause tension with this kid that I happen to podcast with. But when you hate on Daddy Mike, you're hating on me.
I love Mike. I love what he's given us. But I also can call him out when he needs to be called out.
Fair.
Ronnie says, I pretty much don't like Mike.
Okay, Sammy sucks, though. Mike's like, can you just, like, clear the table? Like,
he's
kind of being a dick about it. Like, you can just throw your plate away or, like, bust your plate. But also, like, just clear the table. And Sammy goes, just because you cook doesn't mean shit. Like, I didn't ask you to fucking cook for me. And I'm like, no, you're a fucking, that's cunty.
She's also, I think, still wants to fuck Mike a little. So she's like.
She wants like sexy attention from him.
So she's
fucking and Ronnie
with
do not really want to be together, but they think that they need to be.
They
it's
also
so
have,
weird.
They have like no chemistry.
They don't have chemistry.
Like Polly,
their chemistry
and
is just tears.
Polly and JWoww have like raw chemistry.
It's sexual.
Snooki and Vinny have chemistry.
Snooki has chemistry with everyone who interacts with her. But Snooki is chemistry.
Sam and Ron never have. I mean, maybe I didn't see them.
I don't. I'm not close. Getting like a sexual vibe from them.
No, I'm getting just like rage and tears.
I'm getting like toxic heterosexuality. Their chemistry comes from sadness and like both uniting over like a really dark, sad thing. Like when they were after the punch, when they're like sitting on the back and he's like talking about Mike and she goes, "That's not a good friend and you're a good friend."
Sammy
like,
is the queen.
You're
of...
causing drama, Sam.
Sam is like, remember when COVID first came and there was a video of that girl on spring break and she was like, had that horrifically hoarse voice. And then she was like, "I also have coronavirus."
Yeah.
And the interviewer was like, "Wait, what?" She's like, "Yeah, I just got tested." Mm-hmm. That's Sammy.
Yeah.
They all, the next day they head to this place called F Cove. Which is like a lake.
This is Piranha 3D.
They take a boat out and it's like a lake where all these people pull up their boats and they just party and like raft around.
Mm-hmm.
And Sammy goes, "F Cove is like this amazing cove place."
They go, "It's fucking cool. We party hop from boat to boat."
That's my hell.
Yeah, these are difficult situations for me. Like a boats gathered around with just like music blasting and beer. Like it's not the way I want a boat.
Although JWoww floating alone on a raft is like a gorgeous sight.
And honestly, I have to give her props because when that like rainbow fucking flame boat pulled up, I was like, who's this? Like, what's the deal? Like, she chose definitely the hottest boat to go like see what the tea was with those dudes. I was like, those are the gayest dudes at this boat party. But that would also be me.
She floated. She floated. She floated her way. Save you from this header. Help! You're like Tom Hanks in Castaway on the raft. He sees like the...
No, when I'm like... That's the thing is like with a bunch of straight people, it would be really hard for me to have fun on the boats. But then, if you replace all those straight people with a bunch of gay men and their flaming boats, I'd be like, I could do this all goddamn day.
JWoww found the safest refuge you can find as a woman.
That's me anytime.
Yeah. Help me.
Call me.
Sammy's so lame. She's like fully dressed and like she keeps being like, they're like, Ron, come dance with us. And she's like, in a minute.
She goes up to like oversee everything. I was like, I know this vibe so well. And I love Polly going, yo, I feel bad for Ron because like every day we party and there are girls here. And I'm like, yeah, that sucks for him. He should have been laying pipe this whole time. And instead he's decided to like fall into heterosexual psychosis with Sam. And she also could have met like so many hot guys. She could have gotten with like some random guy that wasn't in the house and that could have been her boyfriend and they could have found love and been happy. But instead they're cock blocking each other from happiness. You know you're in a bad relationship when like you're in fun places but you're not having fun together.
Well then Ronnie's like, I want to leave. And this is like, This is a recurring thing on the show is like Mike goes through a period like this, but when one of the guys, it's usually Mike or Ron, wants to leave, they make everyone come with them because they're all like this codependent organism, kind of almost like VPR, where they like will physically remove the rest of the housemates. Like when they're in Italy, he literally will like pick Snooki up and like take her out.
And you can't do that just because she's little. You doesn't give you the right to like touch her in that way.
No, of course not. But it's like this weird, like, if I'm not having fun, none of you can have fun.
Mm-hmm.
So Ronnie literally forces everyone to leave and he throws Snooki into the lake. And I'm like, that's not cool.
No,
like,
you just threw her. You literally WrestleMania like body slammed her into the lake after she on the same side of her face that she just got punched at.
I also have to say the fat phobia on the show is like it's giving me like I need to like go check in with my therapist about my own ED because like they fat shame people. It's like
this
the
was
girls,
the era
the guys,
of like free fat shaming.
It's
left and right.
Like Sam's like, oh my god, that guy's such a fat fuck. I'm like, holy shit.
Well, I think it's all also from like,
I know where it's coming from.
Everyone that's doing it, it's like they're stemming all from their own ED and like self-hatred.
The girls are on roids. The guys are on roids.
No, like, everyone in this house, everyone on the shore,
is on
everyone
roids.
In the world has an eating disorder. And like when yeah. you fat shame, that's where it's stemming from.
Mike is wearing a terrifying sequin
Heath Ledger as the Joker shirt, which I was like, this is a fucking vibe. That's a fashion statement.
Such a moment in time captured.
You see a guy out wearing that shirt looking like him and you know the score already.
But you're like, I was instantly brought back to a place of 2010 mm-hmm. where I was like, holy, where The Dark Knight Rises was the biggest shit, or The Dark Knight was the biggest shit ever.
Yeah.
And Maggie Gyllenhaal was just the love interest in that movie. How
randomly
random.
In it. Yeah. Do you know that, like, when I worked background casting on The Dark Knight?
Right.
And there was one right. day. Right. And there was one day where we had to, like, it was for the funeral scene. Mm. And we all had to be on set and, like, manage all the extras because it was one of the biggest days of
Chicago.
Extras in Chicago, downtown Chicago, South Loop. And I truly missed such a boat because the two women in wardrobe who I'd work with sometimes, because you'd have to like schedule background actors to go and get fitted yeah. for their like cop outfits and stuff. And I was talking to them and then talking to someone else and they were like, you should have been Maggie Gyllenhaal's stand-in. They were like, we needed a stand-in for her and you should have like done it. And I was Mitch. Like, this was my Hollywood moment.
This could have been like, you would have been spotted.
And passed me by. I could have gotten in. And now I'm crouching just behind a potted plant while they film this scene, waiting for them to call cut so I can give random people cast as cops Advil.
Damn.
I know.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mike is in his Joker shirt, is just making, he's basically like sex trafficking. He's like calling people, he's pulling a full Ghislaine and he's like calling random girls and he's like, yo, is your friend hot too?
I love, but what he's doing is really smart. And I think it's what every single person, we need to be doing, we need to be doing a numbers game where you just cast a wide fucking net and see who comes in. It's basically like crab fishing.
Well, they bring in they reel in three
women that they can
broads.
Kind of respect, maybe.
And then there's three of them, and then Mike is like desperately trying to bring Vinny in because all he wants to do is have group sex.
He wants to just watch his bros pound.
And he's like, Vinny, we got another girl for you. And he's like, I don't know. And then Mike is talking to this Brazilian girl named Stephanie. And like, he's like, she's the kind of girl that I want to be sweet with. I'm like, all right.
I love they get like some girls to come over. And Vinny's like, they're the kind of girls that you probably have to hang out with like a few times in order to have sex with them. They're not like whores. And I was like,
I said this before.
This is like,
I've like had like soft spot for Vinny on various watches of this series. But the more I watch, the more I realize like he's a bitch.
Yeah.
He's like
a little
mean
bitch.
And I don't like him.
He's just a mama's boy.
Yeah.
The thing too,
though, you're either a mother or a whore.
This is how straight men function. Still to this day, they might not say it like that, but this is why you have to like gamify your pussy with them, because they truly do take it to a place of whore
or mother.
Even whore or mother, even if you do like
they want to be nursing from you or
just like pump and dump.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like truly in their DNA somehow. And it sucks that you have to like walk this tightrope. It's like,
it's hell. I don't know how you do it.
It's hell.
Ladies, I don't know how you do it.
But the gays have figured it out. Not really.
Gays are also in a place of pump and dump or like nurse me.
I know, but the gays aren't like, I feel like they're less judgmental about like putting out on the first night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, gays, everyone wants to come, and no one's like judging anyone for like having sex night one.
No, but what they will judge if you're like me and you're like on your first date with someone back in the day and you're like, hey, want to get blow?
Yeah. Unless you're both in a place of we're getting blow on the first date.
Yeah.
And one of you, I mean, I think anyone would judge anyone for that.
Yeah.
I've gone out like on a first date and I was like, sorry, I'm really like going through it. I did like so many mushrooms this weekend and I'm just like, well, and he was like, oh my God, like I'm never talking Jack, to please. This person again.
The crew heads to Bamboo and some girls, Snooki's just getting fucking terrorized this episode.
Also, it's like you take these people out. It's a group of like hot ass like individuals with cameras filming their every move.
And they look crazy.
They look crazy as fuck. JWoww is truly on another level fashion wise. Like her fashions look really good. And I think Gen Z should try and like I think peel away a bit from like the Bella Hadid aesthetic and like go more in like a JWoww direction.
I think this is the next frontier is like the late aughts.
Witch goth,
witch techno house, picture plane era, like where it was like Bushwick, warehouse. This is when, towards the end of the 2000s, was like warehouse.
She's warehouse witch.
She's wearing stockings, a leotard, fishnets, and boots.
And just booty shorts
and boots.
Oh, she's wearing like a bustier.
She looks like this Barbarella.
She wears booty shorts when they go out later for Paul, but in this one, she's wearing a bustier. And I think everyone's really activated by seeing them get all this attention.
And sure enough,
like the shit talkers will come out of the woodwork.
They call Snooki fat.
They go, who's your fat friend?
And then JWoww goes,
huh?
And then she literally...
They go, who's your fat friend?
She takes her little like Shirley Temple, her dirty Shirley, and she just casually...
It's very graceful, actually.
I had a friend in college who was like very like classy in a lot of ways, but she was known for when we were out, she would just throw her beer at girls' faces that she didn't from across the room.
If she got a little,
if she didn't know, if there was a girl she didn't like, she would literally just throw a drink at the girl or dump it on her head.
Wow.
And it was powerful.
I've only thrown a drink in someone's face once, and it was for a music video.
It was powerful. She was a sorority girl.
That's sorority vibes.
And I would be like,
You go throw.
It's truly
you
that it's that it. It's that tweet, girls, does sociopathic shit, her gaze.
Yes.
Work,
bitch. No, I'm realizing even watching this, I'm like, I'm a real pacifist. Like, I am not a violent person. I don't want to like
it's a Northeast thing.
Throwing down and brawling.
No, just like I mean, I had to like temper my road rage.
It was a Chicago thing. Because, like, I would go to 4 a.m. Sure. bars, and, like, almost every night that we'd go out to 4 a.m. bars in college, there would be a girl fight, like, at the end of the night. It was savage.
JWoww goes, huh? Casually tosses a drink in the girl's face, and then they brawl. Because I'm like...
JWoww goes in.
She gave a warning.
She was looking for an excuse.
This is a warning.
Yeah.
When someone dramatically...
Huh? You should walk away. JWoww beats this girl's ass, but that someone, it's kind of evenly matched. I don't know how many punches she got in because someone else was like grabbing JWoww's hair.
Yeah, once you get to the hair extensions, it's like, that's sort of like, finish him.
Just finish him. So they brawl and JWoww gets like carried out of the club and plopped on the street. And then she's just like celebrating the fact that she like brawled with Snooki. So I love also Snooki looks over and sees her in a fight and she goes, JWoww's in a fight, and I'm like, how can I get in there?
I love it. Then they head on over to Kama.
Well, then the next night, so JWoww's like, I'm used to like being in the club and having a shot with the bartenders after I beat a bitch's ass. Like, she's not used to like the way they do things on the shore.
The next day, Mike, he calls.
You okay?
He talks to the Brazilian girl. Hi, Tony, are you okay? Is he good?
Yeah, he's just acting weird.
He's just getting used to you again.
He's just tired. I think also the dogs don't ever like nap during the day at these places.
It's like being in a prison.
He certainly does. He's in the fucking prison he's yard like, all
has
day.
To, he has to get a shank.
So he's just sleepy, but also has a little congestion.
Polly and Mike high five because the Brazilian girl tells him that there's already like a word on the street about them being like
hot
sluts. The guys.
But the guys.
Yeah. And yeah. They're like, hell yeah.
The guys, they're some of the sluttiest men I've ever seen. Pauly D and Mike are two whores.
They're all whore. And Vinny, I'm like, you're calling these girls. You're a whore.
Yeah, you're a fucking whore.
It's truly.
This is Nancy in the
crowd. I was just going to say, you're a whore. He's sorry. So hot. Skeet Ulrich in that movie.
I know. He's the whore. Who's the whore
PMH.
Now?
PMH.
That. Wait, what was it that I.
Saw him at LAX.
What was it that I was like? There was something so. I just got taken back in time to something so powerful that was like.
Save it for the bonus.
Okay. Anyways, bonus episode. You gotta subscribe to get in on the goods. But
Jenny's cuck boyfriend, Tommy, sends her dyed blue roses in like a box.
She calls him. Also, she calls him on the duck phone and he goes, did you get the gift I sent? And she goes, no, what? And then some of the guys find this like box left at the bottom of the stairs and they give it to her, which is like very telling when it's like you haven't gotten it and someone has to bring it in. Like, and then she goes, oh, he sent that. I got the rarest roses. I was like, honey, they just stick white roses in blue dye.
And the guys are kind of like in shock. They're like, damn.
They're like, he's a cuck.
They go out that night, and
this is the night that Pauly D, the Italian Stallion. Oh, Stitch and Pauly D were really happy because the girls nicknamed them the problem in the situation. And Pauly D goes, I waited my whole life to get a name for myself in Jersey, and now it's finally happening.
Pauly treats, because he had never been to Jersey.
No,
it's,
but this he's is like the most Italian person.
No, but he's like, Jersey to him is like, Valhalla. It's like in Fury Road. The guys that are like begging, there's like white guy, like white painted face of guys begging to go to Valhalla.
Yeah.
Valhalla
that's Pauly D.
Seaside Heights. Yeah. Pauly does his DJ set. They're like, wow, he's such in his element. They're all dancing.
20 people are at the club.
Fucking Ron and Sam leave again. Bye. And Vinny hooks up with a cougar.
He goes, yeah, so I'm talking to this cougar, and she literally could not be more than, like, 27 years old.
And it turns out it's Danny's girlfriend, the boss.
She'd just gone out on a date with Danny earlier that night, and Danny was standing around watching her as the sparks began to fly between her and Pauly. Or
Danny's
her
sexy.
And Vinny. Danny's
like,
hot.
Like, come here, man.
Yeah. I'm just like, damn, this is savage. Also, she's a savage for that.
Yeah.
That's like a shit move.
He's like, shit, I'm going to get addicted or evicted. I'm like, I want to Dale Danny.
You're like,
come here.
Come here, man.
Come here, man.
You go, hey, bro.
Hey, bro.
This is a great, you walk in, you go, this is a great shop you got going on here. This is a great shop.
Hey, bro. Can I take you out for a slice of pizza?
Mm-hmm. You have to really present straight to him.
Oh, I can do it.
I know.
I'll activate my like fight or flight mode that I used to be in, where I like would consciously say, dude.
This is a dude situation with old Danny boy. Also, when. Also, someone on TikTok commented on a post of ours and they said, is this guy rainbow flag emoji? And I was like, so the gays are questioning.
They're wow.
Not, you're not. Coming off as like instantaneously he's gay.
Wow. That makes me happy.
Yeah. A little bit of like latent self homophobia.
Yeah.
But we all have it.
We all need
I
to
love
be validated.
Is this, and then someone goes, no, they're dating.
About
so,
us.
Yeah. And someone else was like, So I was like, let's keep this mystery going.
You and I are
an enigma, a power.
We're a couple that pods together.
Can you imagine?
We're Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell.
They don't even pod together.
They do.
Sometimes she's on there.
Oh.
It's her friend that pods with him.
Damn. Wretched. Is this guy?
This guy, you know.
Well,
stay
keep
tuned.
Keep watching our tics.
Watch
and our
the
talks.
Space. Because who knows?
Who knows?
Maybe
we may be a couple.
Let's keep this will they or won't they energy going. You never know. I go, you never know.
You never know on TikTok.
You never know how the tides might turn.
Can you imagine?
No. Absolutely not.
It's like truly beyond.
Mm-hmm. Is I this love guy, it. What do you think? We're sitting here talking about Real Housewives. Anyways, love and light to all you confused listeners out there.
All you confused gays.
May all you confused gays and heterosexual.
I'll keep up this enigma.
Yeah, we'll keep it going.
Stay tuned applause. And stay true.
Stay true. Bye. Bye.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.